Proverbs 3, verses 13 and 14 say, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." So happiness is not found in things or even in accomplishments. It's found in the wisdom of God, which is personified and incarnate in the Word Jesus. The familiar text, John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, cults and false religions all distort that. There's a reason why they all attack the deity of Jesus Christ. Listen, it's just a fact. As soon as you hear anybody attacking the deity of Christ, turn them off. Get away from them. They're under a satanic spirit. Jesus Christ is God. He's the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God. The Bible says He was God manifest in the flesh. And as God, He is omniscient. Therefore, bodily, the incarnation was the embodiment of wisdom in the person of Jesus Christ. Some examples of what you'll see taught out there, the word faith lie. You can be happy if you can only confess stuff. You can confess it into existence with what they call the positive confession. And the power that lies within you, the power of your faith, it's all a lie. The secret is the New Age version of what we call word faith in pseudo-Christian circles. The New Agers believe in this thing called the law of attraction. That if you'll just think positive thoughts, positivity will draw and attract things and will help you in accomplishments, and you'll find happiness. And that's the lie of the devil, similar to what Satan said in Genesis 3, that ye shall be as gods, saying you'd be happy with the knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge and wisdom that is separated from God is rebellion against God and never brings happiness. Never can. That's why the Apostle Paul warned in Colossians 2:8, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Happiness is found in the Creator, who personified wisdom in Jesus Christ. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Find Jesus and His Word. And the man that getteth understanding. You get understanding by the Spirit of God helping you to understand the Word of God. And happiness is found in the words that come from the Word Himself, who is wisdom. And then it says, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." All that stuff, it's all going to burn. The old saying is you never see a U-Haul behind a hearse because you can't take it with you. You die and you leave it to somebody else. Solomon explains that very well in Ecclesiastes, by the way. So even in poverty and persecution then, the wise man who has Jesus in his life and submits to the wisdom of the Word, capital W, by the way, will have happiness and joy that the lost world will simply never know. 1 Peter 4:14 says, "If ye be approached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified." Happiness is found in obedience to God instead of obedience to self or the world. Jesus said in John 13:17, "If you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." As James said, "Don't be hearers only, but doers of the word." So the wisdom in Jesus is the key to happiness. Again, Proverbs 3:14 ends, "For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold." Nothing can replace the peace and joy and hope that we find in the wisdom of Jesus Christ.